name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen. I really wasn't planning on speaking today, but I was musing over this story of Lazarus, and I thought I'd tell you some things that just quite personally hits me. And perhaps it will also hit you. This was just before Palm Sunday, a week before or so. It's not clear exactly how far before, but it was just before Palm Sunday. And our Lord showed that He could raise from the dead. Not just someone that had been dead for a minute or an hour, like He did with the boy who was the son of the widow. Not just like Elisha did or Elisha did. Not just He did with the young girl who had only just died, who was the daughter of Jairus, but someone who was decomposing. He did this to give us hope. Now, He was about to rise only a few days later. So why did He do this? Well, if it was in order to give His disciples courage, it failed. Because they went into Jerusalem thinking they would die with Him. And everyone except John scattered and left Him when He was on the cross. So it couldn't have been just to give them courage. Because our Lord does not fail in that which He wants to do. It was, especially for us, because all of us are like Martha. And we say, I know that He shall rise up in the resurrection of the last day, when referring to her brother. And the Lord was trying to show her. She was standing before the resurrection. The resurrection was within her. The resurrection is now, not later. That's what this story teaches. The resurrection is occurring now in us. And even in the midst of things that are impossible looking to us. I've told you many times about this dissonance that goes on in our hearts. We know that we are to be pure, and we are far from pure. To be good, we are far from good. We know that prayer is the most beautiful thing we can do, and yet how poorly we pray. And how often we fall into sin after sin after sin. And bad habit after bad habit. But the Lord is the resurrection. And we feed on Him. But He is our life. Not for later, but for now. Martha and Mary could not believe this. When they asked Him, they were asked to roll away the stone, Martha was thinking, He's already stinking. What can the Lord do with a stinking, decomposing corpse? We're just like that. We're Lazarus, and we're a Martha. Because we don't believe that our Lazarus can be raised. I believe this with all my heart. This is a problem for every Christian. Because the Lord says, if you have faith like the mustard seed, you can say to the mountain, move, and it'll move. Now, that mountain is our sins, our passions, our weaknesses, our incompleteness. It will move. And for the saints, it moved. But for us, it stays there. In fact, it sometimes seems to grow larger. But our Lord is the resurrection and the life. If we believe in Him, we have life. Not for later, for now. The kingdom of heaven is within you, the Lord said, very early in His ministry. And the apostles could not believe it. Neither would we have. It took 3 years of seasoning. And even the very precious time after His resurrection. And then the coming of the Holy Spirit for them to truly understand. The Lord came to give life. The Lord is life. To be in His presence is life. If we truly believe this, we would never sin. Our problem is a problem of lack of faith. Now, lack of faith can come from many things. Part of it comes from just the fact that what the Lord is telling us is so fantastic that it's difficult to believe. I'm not talking about believing that you believe in the resurrection. I'm not talking about that. I'm talking about something much more profound and real, where the resurrection is completely alive in you. This is a much harder thing to believe. But also we don't believe because of our sins. Because sins dull the mind. They make us stupid. Make us incapable of hearing divine truths and believing them. So those two things really. Part of it is just human nature. Human weakness. And then also human sin. The passions. The Lord came to raise Lazarus so that we could believe that we can be raised. Now, His resurrection proves that He was good to His promise. But Lazarus' resurrection, that proves that we can be raised. The Lord can do anything. The Lord is our life and our resurrection. You ever wonder why Jesus wept? I think that's one of the most profound verses in all of Scripture. Our Lord was going to raise Lazarus. He knew this. And yet He wept. He couldn't have been weeping for Lazarus. Lazarus was about to be alive again. All He needed to do was speak a word and Lazarus would live. So why did He weep? He wept because of the unbelief that was around Him. He wept because of the anger and the judgment and the agendas that were hidden that were around Him. He wept because so many there were going to see a miracle showing that He was God among them and they would not believe. We should have that kind of weeping too. As Christians, we should feel great pain that so much of the world does not believe. But I tell you first, weep for yourself. Weep for yourself that you don't believe enough. Weep for yourself that you are among He who is the resurrection and yet don't have the resurrection completely active and living within you. Oh, it's partially active. Because the Lord lives within us. But since we sin, since we have doubts, it's not completely active yet. And the Lord came that we might have eternal life and have it abundantly. So He came to raise Lazarus to show us that we can live now, not tomorrow, but now. The resurrection is for now. May God help us to have this belief alive in us. Not just words we say in the creed, but the totality of our being. That is what Christ came to do for us, to make us all light and no darkness at all. Amen.